From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Manpower Ministry, ILO, encourage dialogue to build occupational safety and health, OAS Edge culture. National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, realizing advanced Indonesia requires excellent human resources. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. The Manpower Ministry and International Labour Organization, ILO, on Thursday called for social dialogue to create a positive occupational safety and health, or OSH, culture in Indonesia on World Day for Safety and Health at Work. Meanwhile, the ILO's Regional Director for Asia and the Pacific, Asada Miyakawa, during the World Day for Safety and Health at Work national webinar said that social dialogue is also crucial to reach an agreement concerning practical and sustainable steps to protect workers from health and safety hazard. Next, we have the vision of advanced Indonesia in 2045 can be realized if supported by adequate and excellent human resources. Head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, has said during a virtual commemoration of the anniversary of BRIN on Thursday. He noted that the talents in development are needed to support the acceleration of Indonesia's efforts toward developed country by 2045. Excellent Indonesian human resources are expected to realize a leap of progress and change for Indonesia and improve people's welfare. The last national news comes from the Jakarta Police Chief, where Inspector General Fadil Imran said, while reviewing Cikampek toll gate on Thursday, that the Jakarta Police has estimated 3.6 million people have left Jakarta in four-wheeled vehicle to celebrate Idul Fitri in their respective hometowns, such as in Java or Sumatra. Based on data from the Ministry of Transportation and State Highway Operator PT Jasa Marga, about 7 million people will leave Jakarta during the Idul Fitri holiday season in 2022. Now let's move it on to the international news. The UK-Indonesia Mentari Low Carbon Energy Partnership held the groundbreaking ceremony on April 19, 2022 in Mataredi and Matawoga village in central Sumba, ahead of constructions of the 95 kilowatt peaks of grid solar and battery system, which will provide clean, affordable, and reliable energy for the whole community. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, the groundbreaking marks the first phase of the installation, which will be completed in August 2022. The four-year program will help deliver the policies, capacity, and investment needed to realize a low-carbon energy transition that benefits the economy, people, and the environment. Next, we have Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan arrived in Saudi Arabia on Thursday in the first high-level visit in years, which he hopes will herald a new era of relation after intense efforts to repair strained ties. Erdogan met with King Salman in an official ceremony in the Al Salam Palace in the Red Sea city of Jeddah, the Turkish presidency said in a statement. Oil edged lower on Friday as China's COVID-19 lockdowns weighed on the outlook for crude demand. Although supply disruption fears as Western sanctions curbs crude and production export from Russia underpinned prices. Still, oil prices have been volatile as Beijing has shown no signs of easing lockdown measures despite the impact on its economy and global supply chain. Oil market volatility is set to continue, with the potential for more widespread and prolonged lockdowns into May and beyond, skewing the near-term risk for China's oil demand and prices to the downside. Last news comes from lawmakers in Panama's National Assembly on Thursday, where they approve a bill to regulate the use and commercialization of crypto assets in the Central American country, renowned as a hub of offshore financial services. The bill opens the door to private and public use of crypto assets and will make it possible for people to pay their taxes with cryptocurrencies. Experts warn it could heighten Panama's reputation as a place lacking financial transparency. Next, we have a commentary for today on Macron wins French presidential election.
Today's commentary is on Macron wins French presidential election. Emmanuel Macron was re-elected as president of France in the second round of the fiercely contested presidential election at the end of last week. Macron has battled far-right politician Marine Le Pen, who is known for his anti-Muslim rhetoric, one of which advocates a ban on the headscarf. Macron got 58.55% of the vote, while Le Pen got 41.45%. This is the second time Macron and Le Pen were running for president after the 2017 election. Although Le Pen is considered anti-Muslim, many French Muslims have been angry with Macron's policies in recent years. After an anti-separatist law that many consider anti-Muslim was passed in August 2021, authorities closed 718 mosques, Muslim schools and institutions deemed to support separatists and froze their assets worth 40 million euros. Rayan Freshi, researchers at CAGE, an advocacy organization to empower communities affected by the war on terror campaign, based in France, wrote an article in Middle East Eye on Monday, April the 25th. He says that with Macron's return to power, French Muslims are worried about their future. Macron is considered to be continuing and expanding his policies as he did last year. Contrary to condition at home, Macron's victory was well received by Arab leaders who congratulated him. Saudi Arabia's King Salman praised special relationship between Saudi Arabia and France and the efforts of the two to strengthen and develop it in all fields. Apart from King Salman, Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani also emphasized the strong and strategic relationship between Paris and Doha. He hoped that Qatar and France would achieve common goals of development and international peace. Iraqi President Barham Salih congratulated Macron and called the country a partner. Meanwhile, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi hopes Macron will finish his tenure and lead this country towards further progress and prosperity. For the European region, Macron's victory is very important because it determines the consistency of the attitude of Western Europe and NATO in general against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. France's role in NATO is very strong because it is one of a number of founding countries that signed the NATO Pact Agreement on April 4, 1949. At that time, the defense pact of the Western Europe countries and the United States was formed because there were concerns about the security threat from the domination of the Soviet Union in Europe, which could threaten the integrity and stability of the region. Hopefully, Emmanuel Macron's victory this time will bring fresh air in solving domestic problems and global conflicts, especially those in Ukraine. That was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, listener, the program commentary for today ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Let's begin today in history on April 29, 1974, when Anggun Chea Sasmi was born. Anggun Cipta Sasmi or Anggun Chea Sasmi or Anggun is an Indonesian-born French singer, songwriter, producer, panelist, talent show judge, actress, and philanthropist who was born on April 29, 1974. 7 years old, Anggun began her career by performing on stage and later she made a children's songs album. Under the guidance of Ian Antono, Anggun recorded her first studio album titled Dunia Aku Punya in 1986. However, her name became well known as a rock singer after releasing a single titled Mimpi in 1989. To enter the international music business, Anggun moved into French in 1994. Next, on April 29, 2008, Albert Hofmann passed away. A Swiss chemist, Albert Hofmann passed away on April 29, 2008. He was known for the discovery of lysergic acid diethylamide, or LSD. Hofmann wrote more than 100 scientific works and some books, including the LSD, Min Sorgenkind in 1979. He studied chemistry at Zurich University. His main interest is in plant and animal chemistry. 5 years after his first synthesis, he accidentally discovered the psychedelic effect of lysergic acid diethylamide after absorbing some of it from his finger on April 16, 1943. 3 days later, he drank 250 micrograms of LSD and experienced some strong effects. Hofmann wrote the experiment for the first time on April 22, 1943. He called LSD as the medicine for the soul. Albert Hofmann passed away at his house due to a heart attack at the age of 102 years old. We end today in history on April 29, 2011, when the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton occurred. Prince William married Catherine Middleton at Westminster Abbey, London on April 29, 2011. The second heir of Queen Elizabeth II mate for the first time with Catherine Middleton in 2001 when studying at the St. Andrews University. They were engaged on October 20, 2010 and announced on November 6, 2010. Their wedding was broadcasted live to the world and 2 billion people watched the wedding.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Maskを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう. 私のマスクはあなたを守る. あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحمي.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of the Nation.
If someday your feet can touch the ground, if someday your arms can't feel my touch, if someday your eyes can't see my face, I'll carry you, be there for you any time of day. Forever is a long time, but I keep my words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as I'm with you. Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you, till forever. Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you, till forever. Oh, you save until you find what you're looking for, looking for. I'll stay with you until you find your way back home, way back home. I'll keep you safe until you find what you're looking for, looking for. I'll stay with you until you find your way back home, way back home. Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you. Stays within us. I still love you.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government banned crude palm oil CPO and its derivatives exports starting from April 28, 2022. It includes the CPO, red palm oil RPO, refined bleach, deodorized palm olein or RBD palm olein, palm oil meal effluent or POM, and used cooking oil. That was announced by Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto in a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. Erlangga explained that all these policies aims to fulfill people's interests, since the people of Indonesia is the top priority of all government's policies. He affirmed the decision ensures that CPO products can be dedicated for cooking oil supply to reach the 14,000 rupiah per liter price, mainly in the traditional market and for small-medium businesses. The policy implementation will be monitored by Customs and Excise, Food Task Force, the Police, and Trade Ministry. The Trade Ministerial Regulation No. 22/2022 on temporary CPO and derivatives ban also applies for export from the free trade and port zone to areas outside the customs. The regulation will be evaluated periodically every month or when necessary. The evaluation can be through coordination meetings held by the ministry that holds the coordination, synchronization, and control of the government business in economy. When the regulation applies, the CPO, RBD palm oil, RBD olein, and UCO, as written in the Ministerial Regulation Appendix, which had received export customs notice registrations number at least on April 27, 2022, can still do the export.
Aku berdiri di sini, di tempat dimana dulu pertama kita bertemu, pertama ku menatapmu. Ingatkah kau saat itu, kau tersenyum kepadaku berbekal senyuman itu. Ku jalani hingga saat ini, kau masih satu-satunya yang paling mengerti aku. Semua baik burukku hingga detik ini, aku masih orang. Seperti dulu,
thank you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesia Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Uta Kelo Culinary. Listener, Kaili is one of tribes who inhabit the region of Central Sulawesi. They live in the regency of Donggala, Sigi, Parigi Motong, Toja Una, and Poso, and Palu City. The Kaili tribe is very unique. The people of Kaili tribe have more than 10 local languages. Even each village can have a different language, but they have a unifying language, namely Ledo language. Besides having a unique language, the Kaili tribe also has many tasty culinary that you have to enjoy when visiting Central Sulawesi. One of them is Uta Kelo. Kelo in the language of the Kaili tribe means moringa leaves. Based on its name, Uta Kelo is a type of vegetable made from moringa leaves. Moringa leaves can be easily found in the residential villages of the Kaili tribe. They usually plant moringa as a house divider. Uta Kelo is also cooked by using coconut milk and given with some additional ingredients such as yang kepok bananas, purple eggplant, and dried ebi. The types of moringa leaves that are good for cooking vegetables are yang moringa leaves because apart from being soft, the taste is not bitter. Listener, if we talk about the taste, this vegetable is savory and tasteful. Besides, Uta Kelo also tastes a little spicy since there are additional sliced green chilies. Uta Kelo is more delicious to be eaten with corned rice or boiled sweet potato added with chili sauce, anchovy rice, and cotombo fish or grilled mackerel. Apart from delicious taste, Uta Kelo is believed to be rich in nutrients and vitamins. According to research, moringa leaves have very complete nutrition. Then eating Uta Kelo is believed to provide extra energy for daily activities. Listener, Uta Kelo is the daily food of the Kaili tribe. This dish is also a favorite menu for fast breaking of the people of Palu City during the holy month of Ramadan. For those who are interested in tasting this dish, they can enjoy Uta Kelo easily at typical food stalls of the Kaili tribe, which sell it on the roadside of Palu City, Central Sulawesi Province. Uta Kelo with rice and side dishes is sold from 15,000 to 25,000 rupiah. Believe it or not, after eating Uta Kelo, you will come again to visit Central Sulawesi. Not only because you want to taste the delicious Uta Kelo again, but also because there is a myth in the Kaili tribe that people from outside their tribe who eat Uta Kelo will come back again and even live and settle in their settlement. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you. mask, but you're scared to face the world. Try to be someone you don't know you're really not. Try to hide the lies between those eyes, but you're living like a thought. You need to go back to the ways that you were thought. 'Cause mama didn't raise you this way, using what you got. Father didn't raise you this way, your body worth a lot. Now you feel empty this way, competing for the spot. 'Cause there's a million girls that's living like you, fighting for the top. You know you're worth it, girl. Don't try giving what you got. You know you're worth it, girl. 'Cause he knows you're all he's got. You know you're worth it, girl. Don't try giving what you got.
Why?
So don't go listen to them people trying to promise you the top.
Doing this on purpose. Tell a burden diamonds never make her feel worthless. And if I can't purchase, I write it in a cursive. Put you in a mansion, Michael Kors blue purses. You know I got the verses to cancel all the curses. Higher there, high, stopping our surface. Lord, please forgive me for putting this in hearses. 'Cause I killed this verse. Think we need some nurses.
Nurses, nurses,
I know we live in a crazy world, battle with crazy girls. Know that we have to stay focused. You can be scared or be tough cheek, be brave. And when the world comes hard, you gotta be in charge. You gotta be ready for the city. Street light, red light, nightlife, it's your fate. 'Cause mama didn't raise you this way, using what you got. Your father didn't raise you this way, your body worth a lot. I know you feel empty this way, competing for this spot. 'Cause there's a million girls that living like you, fighting for the top.
You know you're worth it, girl.
Don't try giving what you got.
You know you're worth it, girl.
'Cause he knows you're all he's got.
You know you're worth it.
Try giving what you got. So don't go listen to them people trying to promise you the top.
They can promise you the top.
It's your fate. It's your fate. It's your fate. It's your fate. I know it's hard.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for the next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, battery has a wide use in daily life. However, its waste is dangerous for the environment and health. Therefore, 5 students of 10 November Technology Institute, ITS, have created an eco-friendly battery based on micro-algae and graphene. The team leader, Ershad Dilula, says that common batteries can be a toxic and dangerous waste if they are thrown away improperly. This can be harmful to the environment and people. Ershad and the team have created battery microalgae graphene (BMG). It uses the combination of Corella SP, microalgae, and graphene as cathode. By using an eco-friendly electrolyte, BMG can reduce the harmful chemical waste, while the use of graphene helps increase the battery's electricity, a better chemical stability, and higher electric conductivity and energy capacity. They believe that their innovation is inexpensive. Through their innovation titled Battery Micro-LG Graphene, a combination paste of Corella SP and graphene for an eco-friendly battery, durability improvement of zinc carbon battery, Ershad and team has gained gold medal in Asian Innovative Science Environmental and Entrepreneur Fair 2022 for innovation science. That's Miss Seleni.
Sejuta hayalan
tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku.
Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku.
Tak mungkin milikimu, ku hanya mencumbu bayangmu. Senandungku berlari hembusan nafasmu.
Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku.
Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku.
Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu,
Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Gorontalo, entitled Hulontalo Lipu'u, to be sung by Yolanda Anchu. The song, which was composed by Umar Jafar, tells about the beauty of Gorontalo City, where the songwriter was born. He will never be forgotten until he passed away. Here is the original song from Gorontalo, entitled Hulontalo Lipu'u, sung by Yolanda.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Nenek, dongor mau dupati pun mari utonu. Ma ade ungo wale. Ma panggola ade dalo pun tetap mulato bele.
Yang ngelai mana lu umi siya walau. Wa buca bo ade dihenu. Tinggal lu ma umi siya u. Wa wajah me to ongo siu. Wa wajah to bi ayam. Wa tinggal to ongo siu. Yang ngelai mana lu di. Wih, ba uru.
Wa udila dondo ungo wale wa
sebenarnya mesti mai panggol awak di mahi mulo mulo tumula hidup ali poingo bolo pon nasihat di lemeto mengawang bu wau ti nene to tom nala indo mai bo mahe de bola melo moingo
wau ti la moingo bo mana lima olong bulanya wau wau ti mana turu sa di mongol betul kan emosi pas bolo bola mahe bolo mon jaton kan tinggal sila mati mulo bo poti mulo bolo ngalah pupu balion bo wala kubu wau
Ine nelondo utonu mai malo ilo walilo umoingo bila malondo ungo wale malo odungo hei bisala
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.